Yes, welcome to Pure Flow Radio. This is your lady, hashtag SparkPlenty. Today is Independence Day Eve. With that, it is July 3rd, 2016, and we have a special show today because we are introducing Love is Life of Various Emotions, Reclaim Your Essence, featuring Be Asia Rise. We're going to be talking about social media and the fact of, well, actually, like, sustaining relationships within social media. You know, is there a thin line between creativity and caution? You know, sometimes we post things that our friends, families, and coworkers may not like, people that we care about in our life. They may not be too favorable about what we post. So if that's the case, do we hinder who we really are sometimes to please our loved ones? Love, laugh, actually love life, passion, and drama. Sustaining relationships on social media. The thin line between creativity and caution. Are we walking on eggshells about what we post in order to keep the peace? Will we also be touching the topic of abandonment and trust issues? Do they affect our relationship with others? Finally, what is love truly? Pretty much, what is our perception about love, and is it possible to love more than one person on an intimate level? Listen in as we speak candidly about these controversial questions. We also have questions from our Pure Flow Radio like page and some other people who left emails in relation to the show topics that were just mentioned. Again, today is Sunday, July 7th, 2016. We're going to be talking about all of those things and plus more. Stay tuned in for more Pure Flow Radio. We'll be right back with Be Asia Rise. I'll be introducing her to you, and we'll be going ahead with the dynamic flow of things. Right now, I'll play a song to warm us all up, and this one is called Shine Down Here. Be right back with more Pure Flow Radio. This is your lady, hashtag SparkPlenty. Stay tuned in.
Kind of love when nothing else matters. She don't question where you at. She know how you throw your hat. So if you say you'll be right back, the only thing she wanna know is if you remember the gas. Kind of Jones, feel it in your bones. If these dudes try to front, she'll be ready with the chrome. A new goddess, honest and on my yacht, made a promise. My lioness keep the flies close. They try to chop my neck. Bet you know the perfect way to ease that. Back. Let me go to war for my honor, our father. No, I love my mother and my daughter, and I'm learning to love her 10 times harder. Put my arms on the moon, hear me bark on the tune. It's the water boy, sing the only song, no auto tune. State your claim, that's your government name. Fame, I came to shine down here. Osiris can never be king without his eyes. His eyes can't see anything except Osiris. State your claim, that's your government name. I came to shine down here. Osiris can never be king without his Isis. Isis can't see anything except Osiris. State your claim, not your government name is fame. I came to shine down here.
The kind of love make a ship a teeth shine. A mind on the divine and nothing else matter. Real queen, we be the wisdom at the highest. Tech on deck, the mago murder in Osiris. Kind of love burning in your chest. Breathing in the wisdom, murdering the rest. My to my hair so callous, the mic be my abolition. Stylist from the river streets for where he be at. Got the love for the king, no he need that.
without its ISIS and ISIS.
You don't see anything except Osiris.
State your claim, not your government name.
Same.
I came to shine down here. Osiris can never be king without its ISIS. ISIS can't be anything except Osiris. State your claim, not your government name.
Same.
I came to shine down here.
Okay, welcome back to Pure Flow Radio. This is your lady, hashtag SparkPlenty. Thank you for listening. So, Love is Life of Various Emotions, Reclaim Your Essence, featuring Biasia Rise. So, just a little bit of background information about me and Biasia. I haven't, like, we were really, really good friends for a really long time, and I haven't seen her again for 13 years, and she came to Utica, New York for June 16th, which I was June 16th celebration here in Utica, which was actually a success. Special thanks to Pure Flow Smooth Freshness Development from Rochester, New York, who came to Utica, New York to be the talent, as well as local talent right here in Utica. We have Mizzy Moolah with his crew of people. He actually did a great job, and it was a lot of people on his behalf who came to support. Thank you, Mizzy Moolah, for that. We also had Royalty. Royalty came out and did their thing. We had Saheed on security as well as Tish, and then we had some really good people grace the stage. So we had a lot of surprises, and, you know, that's what life is about. It's about that spontaneous combustion-type flow. And I've actually been having a vision for this platform, not only the radio, of course, but with the June 16th celebration this past June 16th in Utica, New York, also in celebration of the life of Amore Tupac Shakur, which means the shining serpent. So it all works out the way it's supposed to work out with this holistic creative experience that we have here. So we're talking about sustaining relationships on social media. Before we do that, without further ado, Queen of the Earth, which means thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible. Biasia, the born
yes.
to bring into existence, purpose, Biasia, the original womb, Asiatic womb, given life, Asia, mother of civilization, queen of the universe. Welcome. I just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of, you know, information about your name. How you feeling today, Biasia? Welcome to Pure Flow Radio.
I'm feeling great. Just ready to talk and welcome in feedback and just, you know, want to give some knowledge to people who may need it.
Outstanding. So I think we would like to talk about, you know, we post this question on the Pure Flow Radio, well, actually my hashtag SparkPlenty page, and we talked about social media, right, and the effects that it can have on a personal relationship. Like, for example, walking on eggshells. So, all right, here I am. I think I just like to start off with my story because I don't have to, like, pull out of the sky. I just would like to share how I feel about that, and then you can probably weigh in. So now I have this situation. Everyone knows I'm a people's person. I deal with the public quite often, not only in Utica where I was in New York City, pretty much wherever I am, I have a bubbly, outgoing people's person's personality. With that, I'm conversing, I'm interacting, I'm networking with all different types of people from all different walks of life everywhere across the globe, and it's this thin line between me, you know, being the creative realm that I am, to engage and interact with others, sometimes that has caused a problem in my personal relationships with others. In this particular case, is my intimate relationship with my on-and-off lover for the past 10 years, right? So he has an issue whenever I post things on social media and I'm sharing this particular person, if it's a male, it can't be a male, it has to be woman attached. I'm like, I feel like it's insane. Like, when do we come to this point where we are confident within ourselves or trustworthy within ourselves to allow another person to express who they truly are without the, you know, why did you post that, the liking it, and God forgive me if I think about even sharing or liking someone else's post. You know, what do you think about that, Be'Asia? Do you think that there's boundaries or we're walking on eggshells when we have to post certain things on social media to not offend our loved ones?
Yeah, we do have to curb what we really feel, because Facebook, everybody knows what's going on Facebook, but you do have to be careful what you really want to say, because others may know you personally and they're going to, you know, be on your page. They're going to see certain comments, which probably make them feel uncomfortable if they know you personally and they may like you in a certain type of way. So you do have to be careful what you post. At the same time, you can have an understanding with that individual that if you're not in a relationship, you can post what you want and feel free to do so. But if you are in a relationship, he has to understand or she has to understand that people are going to post different things and they are going to, you know, say different things, comments you make, and they have to accept that.
Okay, so they have to accept that. It sounds so easy the way you said it. However, people are, like, you know, going to divorce court, having, you know, actual physical fights, verbal, emotional fights over what someone else said on Facebook and or what someone liked or shared on behalf of another person. You know, I feel like what are the rules that we set for that? Like, I feel like it's unfair, most especially for someone who's an artist or someone who's, like, free-spirited, who would like to express how they feel, but they have a family member, a friend, a significant other saying, hey, why did you post that? I found that very offensive. But at the same time, how do you find my creative expression offensive? If so, then maybe I have to reevaluate our relationship. You know, that's a part of me as an artist that says that as well. Like, if you're offended about how I express myself, then you have to, you know, actually check yourself. Right? Because we are one of each other. Like, I'm looking in the mirror when I see another person. I'm just like you. I am another you. I'm another version of you. So how dare you tell me to, you know, screen or, you know, make changes on how I would like to express myself, and people setting boundaries about, oh, that shouldn't be on Facebook, that should not be on Facebook. I've already decided about 8 years ago that I was going to use Facebook as my personal diary. This was a decision that I made personally a long time ago. So even when my parents were disturbed at the beginning, everyone was, like, disturbed about how I was expressing myself, telling my business. And sometimes they would get offended about me telling the business because they're attached by association. So I'm on my road to recovery. I'm healing. However, there's a lot of people who are not owning or taking accountability for their pain. So if I'm expressing myself, they'll get offended for the simple fact of me expressing myself on the road to healing, because there's no secrets in healing. There's nothing to be hidden. You know, it's all about truth when you're dealing with the healing process or the process of doing better than the last time that you've done before. With that, I feel like we just need to learn to accept who we are in different regions of the world or different perspectives. I mean, that's how I feel about posting. And for anyone who's getting offended about what's being posted, just basically pretty much stopping the flow of nature. There's a natural flow of things. I don't see, you know, rocks getting in between trees saying, no, hey, you cannot communicate here. You know, who are you? You know, we're all rooted and grounded here. You know, these labels, I think, have, you know, gone to our head and, you know, are limiting us from expressing ourselves. You know, there's a censorship in a sense. I feel like we're being censored. And I'm not sure if that's a part of, you know, who am I am personally, my personality. But I just feel like, you know, people saying, hey, you know, you saw my post. Why didn't you like it? You know, I think we're getting too caught up in that versus, you know, what we're purposely doing here, you know. I don't feel like it's right for someone to say, don't post that. So it's like a catch 22. Deasia, are you with us?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh,
you want me to wait? Do you want me to wait? I'm waiting for you to finish.
Absolutely.
Okay. It will be right when you're in a relationship not to post certain things. And also, it will be right when you're in a relationship not to put all your business on Facebook, because then everybody's going to judge you. But if you're comfortable putting your business on Facebook and your significant other is comfortable with that, then that's fine. But when you're in a relationship, you do have to respect what each other wants. It can't just be one-sided things. Y'all have to compromise on that. And Facebook's really not a place to put all your business on. Some choose to talk about all their business, and some choose not to. But you do have to take your man's or your girl's feelings into consideration. You have to, because you're in a relationship. But if you're not in a relationship, there are certain things you can post, but if you have people that like you on that level, they will start to feel a certain type of way because they like you on that level. And then if you have people who don't like you, they still going to feel a type of way. So whatever you
again,
post, you
what about the creative? What about the creative person or the creative personality? Is that fair to them? Like, say if you're in a relationship with someone who's a poet or an actor, and you're not, you know, just because you're not in that limelight to that level, don't you think it's unfair to, you know, tell a creative energy that limit yourself because you're in a relationship now? Well, that's going to go right into the trust issues, because perhaps maybe I don't really know what a good description of a relationship really is, because I've just learned that I've been dealing with abandonment issues all my life, apparently. So...
No, I don't think
I guess
it
we would have to define what a relationship is. Are we talking about the relationship of a significant other? Because when my mom was alive, she also had a problem with my posts on Facebook. My biological father as well had problems, issues about what I was posting, saying that I was telling too much, I was spending too much time there. You know, just basically like you said, the word judgment, passing judgment. However, when you're a creative force, your energy comes from, you know, places that no one can be seen or touched. So it's like an artist, you're taking away, you know, a paintbrush from an artist who wants to paint a picture. Like, you know, you're taking away from that creative. So, you know, I'm talking about the social life, the people who are social butterflies who need to interact socially in order for their business or their brand to flourish. I'm speaking about that side. What do you feel about that? Like, how do you handle someone if you're dealing with someone in an entertainment business?
Okay, if you're dealing with someone in the entertaining business and you decide to get into a relationship, that's something you guys have to work out. And he or she has to know what it comes with, the perks, different females, different men. All that goes all into one. But y'all have to work it out. And you should not have to walk on eggshells, because that's what you do. That's you. You're creative. You want your posts out there. You want to share your business on Facebook. They have to understand at a certain point. They're going to have to understand.
They're going to have to understand.
You got to make them understand. You just talk to them, and you tell them why you're doing the things you're doing. It has nothing to do with you liking someone or you trying to get someone jealous. It's just you, who you are inside as a person. You want to show your creativity. You want to show your post that basically about your life. You need to talk to them and tell them. If they still don't understand, then it's the issue within them, not you. Your issue's already out. You're not afraid. You're not ashamed. You're telling the world about yourself, and that can be helping you as well. You're showing your creativity. You're doing what you need to do to better yourself. You know, can't accept it, then it's with him or her, not you. You're not the problem. That person who can't accept it after you done talked to them and you done told them everything of why you doing the things, and they don't accept it, then they have to look at themselves. They the problem, not you. So you should not have to walk on eggshells if you already gave the understanding to the person of why you do the things you do. You should just be free as you want.
Yeah, so the pressure comes in when they say, well, if you love me or if you respect our relationship, you wouldn't post that. So I've heard from you saying that the problem is not me. You know, so what about the folk that, you know, you feel, I just actually, you know, text the number to the person that I'm talking about right now, so he'll be listening. However, at this point, I just got to let it out. So what about if this person just has, I lost my train of thought. I got distracted that easy. It's tough when you got those restrictions on you, and you just, and the person don't understand that dynamic of you. They don't understand that artistic part of you, and they start making demands about their relationship with you if you continue to express yourself freely.
Well, they shouldn't make demands or, you know, ultimatums about if you express yourself freely, then we're not going to be together. If it comes down to that, then it comes down to that. If they really want to break up over something like that, and they already know how creative you are and the things you're doing to help yourself, then let it be what it will be.
Okay, I was going to say about the guilt associated with hanging on with certain partners, all because of, you know, this particular person has been there for me when I was in the hospital, when I was hospitalized. I wasn't able to walk. I was in diapers. This person was the only one to come visit me in the nursing home as I rehabilitated myself over 6 months. This person, you know, actually helped me clean my wound as it was healing. This person has assisted me financially. This person has assisted me, you know, when no one else was around. So sometimes you feel like you have to pay an emotional debt to the people that were actually with you when no one else is.
Yeah, that comes a part in it, too, yes.
Is
your
that
emotional depth, well, your emotional depth you're talking about, that's your loyalty. You need to show loyalty for him. And the love you have for him is due to his loyalty. But it may not be too much, because at the end, if you're not really happy, then you're not going to be happy. Because sometimes a relationship takes more than just loving a person for loyalty. It takes more than that. And that's why we tend to stay with people for the wrong reasons, too. But it may not be so healthy after all, because your dealings is just loyalty. Loving him for loyalty.
Right. And feeling like, because I remember how I felt, how low I was when I felt like that, you know, and this person being an available, you know, energy, when I felt like there was no one else around, you know, that's a very powerful thing. So, yeah, I feel emotionally debted to this person. Like, I got to be here for that. And the reason why I'm saying that, because it's also the person that has an issue with me expressing myself in a creative way, you know, spreading my social butterfly wings, won't post on my behalf. This person won't like, he won't share anything, you know. So you're telling me not to interact with people that are actually liking and sharing my stuff, but you who are making demands on how I express myself, you yourself are not sharing or being supportive of the movement like the other person that I'm interacting with. That's also unfair. You know, it's like, okay, cut off everybody that you're sharing and interacting and being creative person with, but you yourself, when I'm with you, you're not sharing and you're not, you know, you don't understand this realm that I'm in with when it comes to this. You don't understand. You're so closed off from that you don't really understand my vision with this movement, so you don't even like or share anything. However, you don't want me to interact with people who are liking and sharing, or even potential people that I can network, because I'm walking on eggshells afraid to interact with other people about how you're going to accept it. And I'll go ahead on from that and share the 7 signs that we have abandonment issues or abandonment issues exposed. This is from counseling, couplescounselingchicago.net. 7 signs you have abandonment issues. that you cannot ignore. DeAsia, you with me? Are you flowing with me? Because I feel like this is related.
Let me know what you want. I am definitely with you. I am listening to you. What are the seven signs?
I feel like this is related.
It can be. Let's hear the seven signs.
All right. So, one, you have commitment issues. Are you a serial dater? Do you have trouble committing to one person? Are you addicted to the newness of a relationship, but as soon as the honeymoon is over, you invent a reason to cut things off? If you answer yes to these questions, well, these other questions come along, then, you know, we are stuck on the abandonment issues merry-go-round. Number two, seven signs you have abandonment issues you can't ignore. This point is similar to point, actually I'm reading off. Let's do something different. You exhibit excessive controlling behaviors. Number two, do you try to control a love interest comings and goings? Is there a history of you irrationally questioning where the person you are, who the person you're dating is going? Do you constantly inquire about their interactions with others? If so, this is a sign of mistrust and a major characteristic of abandonment issues. Three, you find flaws in potential mates. Do you start creating a list of flaws in the person who has expressed an interest in dating you? Are some of or all of these flaws irrational in nature? Do they act as barriers for getting more serious with another? If you answered yes to these questions, it may be a sign that you are afraid of being hurt, thereby causing you to manufacture glitches that kill any possibility of a relationship in the cradle. Some people also refer to this trait as having a Prince Charming fantasy. Four, you sabotage your relationship. When things are going well in your relationship, do you find a way of messing things up? Do you throw monkey wrenches into happiness by picking fights, pointing out problems, and amplifying the negative? If this sounds familiar, then it goes without saying you have some abandonment issues. A way of knowing that you are sabotaging your relationship is if you fight unfairly. Five, constant fears of cheating. Do you constantly live in a world of paranoia that your significant other is cheating on you? Are these thoughts irrational and devoid of any of the actual signs of infidelity? When you combine this specific point with point two, controlling behaviors, does it drive potential suitors away? If so, this can be a major indication that abandonment fears are at play. So those were seven signs of abandonment issues in BeAsia. I will have to be frank and say that I have all seven signs of this. It's not funny, but dang. What do you think, DeAsia?
It happens. It usually stems from childhood. And what happens
right.
In our childhood, we grow with that.
What are abandonment issues? At their core, abandonment issues are intense fears of being rejected by others. These fears often act as barriers to meeting new people or prevent you from getting emotionally close to another. Concerns over being hurt and the ensuing emotional pain often serve fuel for the fear of abandonment engine. The paradox going is that many who hold these fears also happen to struggle with codependency issues. Who has abandonment issues? Abandonment issues can manifest in women and men alike and can, in fact, be an equal opportunity destroyer, a destroyer of relationships and lasting romance. While there is no test to assess for fears of abandonment, there are common characteristics and traits that are generally universal in those who hold the fears. Let's take a look at some of these. And I will say, what causes abandonment issues? The issues that cause a person to have abandonment fears run gamut, however. It's an overflow of reasons. A few of the major reasons can include, but are not limited to, if your parents divorced, if you were adopted, if you had alcoholic parents, if you lost a parent or sibling, abuse during childhood, emotionally unavailable caretakers, narcissistic caretakers, history of low self-esteem, verbal abuse by ex. Again, so according to this whole page that I've just read, couplescounselingchicago.net, it's evident that I have abandonment issues. And Beasia, after reading that, I've been like called out from a lot of people from my past that told me, oh, you have issues, Sparkle. You wouldn't know a good man if he slapped you across the face. You have this, you have that. I didn't deny them. However, I also felt like if they had to feel the need to talk to me that way because I do have abandonment issues and be like really mean and not be patient, I felt like, what the hell with you then? Bye. But that obviously, you know, isn't helping either. What do you think about the abandonment issues, Beasia?
Well, with the abandonment issues, it's going to be really hard for you to get close to someone, and you're always going to, you know, wonder if they really love you, for one, or if they can, you know, be there for you. And then also with the abandonment issue, you're not going to really want to give your all to anyone because you might think they're there for something, but eventually they're going to leave. They're not going to be with you as long as you really want them to be with you. And, like, as far as that with the abandonment issue, it's going to be hard for you to get close to someone and stay close to that one and give your all, because you're not really giving your all with anyone because you have that wall blocking, you know, your emotions. So you don't want everybody to know everything about you. Even if you say you love a person, you may love that person, but he don't have all of you. Because with abandonment issues, it comes with other issues as well, too. It also comes with low self-esteem you may have had growing up as a child. So with that, you just have to work on the issues that you know you have and try to get the help you may need for having those issues. If you feel that it's affecting your everyday life or with your relationships, just try to, you know, get help, talk to someone. If you don't want to talk to someone professionally, you can just reach out on social media. Because me growing up as a kid, I had very, very low self-esteem. And I didn't realize all this until I became an adult. So right now, I got back my esteem. I'm more confident. And it feels good to, you know, get everything out that I wasn't able to get out when I was younger. Because I was too afraid. I was always hiding. And then I didn't know any of this now. I didn't know any of this then, but I know it now. So the more you accept what you are and what made you the way you are, the better you will be. If you know you have issues, if all the people it's telling you have issues, you have the issues, but just always get it out. It's best to go to counseling. It really is. But if you feel some type of way of counseling, then you don't have to go to counseling. Talk to your friends.
I feel some type of way about the people who's telling me that I have issues. Like, what if you're also in a relationship with someone else who has abandonment issues? It's like the pot calling the kettle black. You know, so you have some issues on dealing with someone who has abandonment issues.
but then y'all can help each other as well. Because if you're in a relationship that who has abandonment issue and you have
blind leading the blind,
y'all can come together. No, y'all can come together so y'all both can be better. Work together. Both of y'all have the same issue. Come together, work together, so y'all both can heal on this abandonment issue. If you don't work together, come together, there's no healing. If he keep throwing up in your face abandonment issue, and of course you already know you have the abandonment issue, and he has it, so you can come to him, reach out to him, and tell him you want to help him with his. And you can also just suggest that you both help each other, because that's what a relationship is about, building with one another.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Have you ever heard of that saying?
Yes, I heard that saying. If the person is too stubborn, then that's on them with their issue. But you can also be strong and firm and do your best verbally and let him know how you really feel, and eventually he may come around.
Yeah, but how long do you wait before? Sometimes you can lose your breath and trying to explain to people.
Does it matter if you care for this individual? Not everyone stays stubborn for so long. Not everyone is just set in their ways that they don't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it. Eventually, they come around. It may take years, it may take months, it may take days, but eventually, they will come around.
I know I'm guilty of sabotaging relationships. I've been told that since I was a young lady growing up in school. You know, girls that had tried to befriend me, they said that, you know, you're just trying to ruin this relationship. You're trying to find something to say so we won't be friends anymore. And I would just, like, shrug my shoulders like, well, you're in or you're out. Because I felt like I was going on anyway. All right, so I need help? Okay. Oh, abandonment issues. 35-year-old still challenging with these issues, coping. So what's the solution to abandonment issues then? What's next?
Well, abandonment issues.
I have someone who talked about it earlier with me and told me that there's no solution. It's more like coping mechanisms. You know, trusting yourself, asking.
Yeah.
You know, asking a confident part of you, or asking a confidant, actually, you know, someone you trust, asking someone who you can trust. A lot of things that happen in your sponge age is what she said to me about abandonment issues. You know, in your sponge age, once you're traumatized there, it's like that's it for the rest of your life, you know. And when you have children with someone who also have these abandonment issues, so now the children are... It's like, you know, doing the cycle all over again, because there's one person that's not accepting the fact that they are having these issues too. So if the one person is not accepting it, then the whole family is suffering on that level because someone is still in denial.
That's true.
So the cycle continues.
It will continue. But if you already acknowledge that you have an abandonment issue, you have to break that cycle.
Right.
Defend yourself, you will have to break it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take work, but you still have to try, do your best, and you have to break it, or it will just linger and linger to the next kid and the next kid, and it's going to be the same way.
All right. With that, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go stretch and get some water or something. Breathe a little bit with me. This is your lady, hashtag SparkPlenty, and this is BeAsia. Rise. Be right back with more Pure Flow Radio. Stay tuned in.
Yeah, higher learning. Word fumble, bird juggle. The lanes huddle, divided to play. No wonder the game struggle, move smooth like moments, and give hell to my opponents. They fear the theory, but those who hear me know I'm only thinking, why me? And I'm thinking, why not, my G? Look at myself, see I am dead. Full steam ahead, evergreen rise, I rarely ever blink. Dummies hate knowledge because it make them think. And the venom viper, a free cypher, rise of red, the streets like a land of demons. I'm bagging heads, bang bang, for the set, never change unless they try to sink fangs in your neck. And bang bang, for respect, venom viper, a peace cypher, rise of red, the streets like a land of demons. I'm bagging heads, bang bang, for the set, never change unless they try to sink fangs in your neck. And bang bang, for respect, match time, back mine with facts. Back to back for the face of a king, license one track.
We was Sony, lonely at the top, my G. I got confidence, run full stop and pop three on the solo. Cause even with a team, I shine solo. Destined to be around, you better duck if you YOLO. There is no seventh heaven, left we resting in hell. Lovely sins and sad grins, got a story to tell. The born spark, dark heart, the genesis of the lie. A man born to die, so bear witness as I fly.
Oh Lord, so tell me why you left me.
Yeah.
You made me so you know I am.
Venom viper, peace cypher, the streets like a land of demons. I'm bagging heads, bang bang for the set, never change unless they try to sink fangs in your neck. Then bang bang for respect. Venom viper, peace cypher, rising red, the streets like a land of demons. I'm bagging heads, bang bang for the set, never change unless they try to sink fangs in your neck. Then bang bang for respect. You a venom viper. Cypher rising red, the streets like a land of demons. I'm bagging heads, bang bang for the set, never change unless they try to sink fangs in your neck. And bang bang for respect. K-M-G, welcome to Pure. Bang bang for the set, never change unless they try to sink fangs in your neck. And bang bang for respect. And I'm like,
tell me why you set me. You made me so you know I am ever. Why you test me?
Bang bang.
You made me so you know I am here.
Bang bang.
Oh Lord, tell me why you test me. You made.
Welcome back to Pure Flow Radio. This is your lady, hashtag Spark Quincy. And the fireworks are boom, boom, booming outside my window. Right. So, we were talking about before we went to break So the music that we just heard was by Erie Canal. And you can check out more of Erie Canal's music by going to, can you please, hold on a second. You need to take that sound off somehow, some way. So for more, it is ErieCanalMusic.com. So that's ErieCanalMusic.com for more of that sound. Ah, Deasia, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I've been here.
Awesome. So I just had to take a little breather from the fact that I suffer from abandonment issues, and everyone in my past was probably right. However, I'm going to embrace that today. No one is half the battle. I'll work towards that and repairing that aspect of me. I just felt like after I had children, all I had to focus on was rehabilitating them and making sure that they are right. Obviously, my interaction with others is also important. However, if I'm struggling with, you know, not being aware that I suffer with, and you know, abandonment issues, that's not helping either. So what did help was me reading the 7 signs to know if you have abandonment issues or not. Whew. All right. What else you got on the agenda to say, Deasia?
Let's take some calls. Do we have any calls?
I mean, there's people there. I don't know if they want to call or not. I think they're just listening. I see we have 1, 2, 3 people listening with the exception of you and I. I feel like they just want to hear things. If they wanted to talk, I believe they had to press the number 1 to let me know in the virtual studio here that they wanted to express themselves. Until then, I see that you wrote something here that I'll be able to read aloud. Okay, so we do have someone who would like to say something. Welcome to Pure Flow Radio.
Hello?
Last 4 digits, 4146. Welcome.
Yes, how you doing? Welcome.
Thank you.
I've been listening to this whole abandonment issue, and the question I have to ask was, at a young age, was your father around? I see that a lot of females in general didn't have their fathers in their life at an early age, so they seek love from elsewhere. And thus creates this problem where sometimes in a situation where they don't know how a man is supposed to be properly treating them because they never had a role model at a young age, thus leads them to latch on or be with somebody who treats them bad. And since they don't know any better, this will be the norm for them. And there's a vicious cycle that happens to a lot of black sisters as well because of this. So, my question to you was your father around at a young age? And did he show you how a man is supposed to treat a woman?
Ooh, you got me dropping all my papers on the floor. All right, let me take a deep breath. No, my father was not around. My biological father was not around. And the father that was a stepfather, he was around as far as the old-fashioned ways of bringing home the bacon, like financially supporting the family. My stepfather was really a hard worker, still is. So he's one of those fathers who just, you know, felt that I gave you a home to live in. We didn't, you know, he moved us out of the projects. This is my stepfather. He moved us out of the projects when I was about 9. He supplied financially, but not emotionally, not at all. He's from the Caribbean island, and old-fashioned Caribbean men,
yes,
they're more of providers. Yeah. So I grew up in that type of environment. And my biological father, I didn't actually get to meet him until I traveled to Nigeria in 2010. Until this day, we are working on repairing our relationship because to this day I'm 35 years of age and I still feel abandoned by him. So you're absolutely right.
And every man that I have met, it was
really no grounds. I didn't have, like you mentioned, an example to follow as far as the man that, you know, so yeah, I'm guilty of that. So every man that does enter, I'm like not that terrible to them, However, I vibe more of how I'm feeling. It might be a good feeling, it might not, but because of the abandonment issues, I really wouldn't commit. I'll sabotage the relationship and run the other way. I'm guilty of that.
Well, first of all, I commend you for getting as far as you have gotten in life so far, but you must understand that this is not your fault. What happened is we have a society where things are acceptable nowadays so easily from media, social media, where it's all right to have 4 or 5 baby mamas. You know, the value of a family has diminished over the years, especially for a black family. Now, there's a actual documentary on YouTube, on iTunes, correction, called The 72 Full Effect that explains this to the T. In 1972, 22% of black children came from a single black home. By 2013, correction, 72% of children, black children, came from a single home. That rate has grown over the years so much because the family values, it's not where it used to be, like I was in America, for black families. Back in the 70s was more, you still see the father and mother around, but now there's a lot of guys out here that think they're men, but they're not. They're having children, they're not raising them, they're not being in their life, and what do you think happens? The son or daughter might grow up in that same vicious cycle. You know, we have a lot of brothers, and this is why I say, you know, to all your sisters out there that's listening, it is not your fault. It's really the black man that causes this vicious cycle. If we all, as black men, take care of our children and show them the right way, even if you're not with the mother no more, be involved in their life and take care of your children. A lot of these vicious cycles that we've seen will not exist. The one thing that a lot of women have to understand, that a black father in the household is irreplaceable, okay? Because the one thing, and once again, I commend all the women, but a woman cannot show their boy to be a man, right? And number two is a woman can't show their daughter how a man is supposed to treat a woman because she needs to see that through example. So those two things are critical, critical for a young boy or young black girl at a young age to see. And when you don't have that, it creates these issues.
So what do you feel like might be the next step for us, the solution perhaps?
Well,
it's a lot of us.
First of all, there is a lot of us. There's a lot of us out there like that. And I know for myself, when I run into kids talking like, oh, I want to have 4, 5, 6 kids, the first thing I try to tell them is, don't have no kids out of wedlock. Try to be with somebody, you know who you're having a child with. I know that, you know, sex and pleasure and all these things come into play, and I get it. But you got to know that if you're bringing it a life, you have to take it seriously. If you're bringing a life into this world, you got to know who's the person you're doing it with. I'm not saying people don't change. You know, people get bamboozled, and sometimes, you know, they you know, paint one picture and then they do the next. But most of the time, the signs are there for how an individual is if you deal with them over time. But if you rush into things, things happen. So for all the sisters out there that's going through this already, acknowledge the fact that you know this is the first thing. Number two, don't settle. It's better to be by yourself than to be with somebody who's treating you like crap, right or wrong.
Right.
So in that sense, you never settle, okay? This is one thing I always say. Every sister is a queen. Every sister has the ability to be a queen. I don't care if you're a hooker, a stripper, running the street, or whatever the case may be. You can have that ability in you to stop and do the right things. But, like I said, we fall for the trap of the society and how things are being done, and all of a sudden, it's just, hey, it's easier to go the easier route than to go against the grain. And a lot of people get stuck in that. So know your worth. Know your value. For my sister, know your worth. Know how you're supposed to be treated. You know when something don't feel right. You shouldn't have to be chasing no man, right? A real man's going to handle his business and take care of home. And in return, he's going to expect that love. So you shouldn't have to be out there running down and chasing down no man. That's total BS. When I see sisters do that, it gets me mad. Because it shouldn't have to be that hard for you to be with somebody. That person should be wanting to be with you. The old days of a man posting a court a woman, those days are over because women out there hungry looking for dudes because they feel they can't, you know, usually when that happens because they feel they can't get any better, so they just got to run and get the first available thing. But for all the sisters hearing this, wait. Don't rush into it. It doesn't make any sense because all you're going to do is trap yourself in a situation that's going to take you years to get out of.
He's right.
What is your name, sir? I mean, if I didn't have this other caller wanting to speak, I want to ask you about the social media. Just hang on real quickly. I'm going to go to the last four digits. It's 5650. Welcome to Pure Flow Radio. You're waiting so patiently. Thank you for listening.
Hi. Hey, good evening. How are you? This is Kabir.
Oh, greetings, Kabir. How you feeling today?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm enjoying listening to your show. I just wanted to make a few comments if I could.
Absolutely.
I really like what that last caller just said about loving yourself, essentially. Because of what I consider to be a unique situation involving bogus HIV diagnosis and the consequent rejection that I experienced a lot upon mentioning that fact to people, I found myself in a 3-year fiasco. I let my guard down. I allowed someone into my life. All the signs were there that they were not true to me, but I refused to see it until the situation got so dire that I couldn't help but admit the truth, that it was something about me that was allowing someone to come into my life and take advantage of me. And it was horrible. And I also want to say that we have to agree to the terms of the relationship, whatever relationship we choose to be in. We need to know what we want and then what the other person wants. Interestingly, I'm reading a book now by a friend who is very much into what's called ecosexuality. The book is called Gaia and the New Politics of Love, and it is an exploration of polyamory, meaning many loves. Some people are capable of loving more than one person at a time. I personally am not one of those people. But her idea from what I've gleaned. Hello?
Excuse me.
Are you there?
I'm here.
What I've gleaned so far from what I've read is that she says that we can heal the planet if more people participate in polyamory, in that if we are secure in ourselves, we want the best for our partners. If our partner chooses to love many people and they have communicated that to us, we are aware of that, we need to decide if that's something we want to participate in. And if we are not able to do that, we need to be upfront about that. Because as the caller said, although not speaking on polyamory, you know, you deserve more and you don't have to sell yourself short. I don't have to sell myself short. And while the trauma that this last relationship put me through, I'm going to be a little guarded about who I allow into my world. And it's interesting that prior to a bogus HIV diagnosis, I was always like that. You know, I let the person chase me for a while to prove to myself that they really were interested in being with me. And, in fact, the last person I was with many years ago had separation anxiety issues. He was not raised by his mother but his grandmother. So I noticed a pattern prior to him being with me and after. He would latch on to somebody just to have somebody. And that's a problem. You know, I think we need to put more value in ourselves, say what we want, and don't stand for anything less than that. But enter into our relationships consensually with a mutual agreement about the parameters of it. And that's basically what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Appreciate your experience and your expression, your wisdom. So you said the book is called Gaia and the New, I missed the title. I wanted to write it down.
The New Politics of Love.
The New Politics.
Notes for a Poly Planet. And it's really interesting because it makes, you know, me question, you know, why is it when I'm with someone, if I see them looking at somebody else or talking to somebody else or having a better time seemingly with someone else, why do I get jealous? Why is that a problem for me? What is it about myself that I'm projecting that onto someone else? And so, again, I think it's important to discuss with your partner what they're about, what you're about, what you're willing and not willing to go through. And if it's not what you want to go through, you have to end it, and you have to be strong knowing that you made a decision that's best for you, because you can't go into a relationship unhealthy and expect the relationship to be healthy. It has to be two people mutually consenting to share love within the parameters that they agree.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this. What is love? What is love is a general question. However, you know, so Deasia wrote something today, and I told her it was poetry, so I want to share it because you mentioned that, and I do agree that it does take two. So when you say what is love, is it the way you look at me? Is it the way I make you feel? Is it the way you touch my inner soul? Is it the way you and if he hits me, is that love? If he cheats, is that love? If he cries, is that love? If he spends his money on me, is that love? If he takes me to meet his family, is that love? Is love knowing when something is wrong inside the other person? Is love learning to like you? Is love wanting attention all the time? If you have patience, is that love? Sometimes love is indescribable and cannot be manifested. It depends on how others look at the world. And that was Deasia's questions on what is love. So I extend that question to you, Kabir.
Mm-hmm.
What is love truly?
That was deep, you know. That was very deep. I do
really?
Know that I've been in lust a lot, but have I ever been in love? I have loved a person, but I haven't necessarily been in love with them. And so I wonder, will I go through my entire life without being in love? But what is love? I'm not exactly sure, but I know it involves action. It's not some blind sentiment. It's not me feeling uneasy. It is not me worrying and wondering and not trusting. It's not anything that doesn't bring me harmony within myself. And when I'm with that person, there's an unspoken language sometimes that of harmony, of wanting to be with that person. For me, you know, even if it's exclusive to the relationship that person has with other people. So I don't know. I think each person has to define that for themselves and then communicate that to the partner. But you can't blame someone else for not being what you want them to be. And from what I understand, people are saying, well, we attract people into our lives so they can mirror back to us some denied part of ourselves. And, you know, that's interesting. It's something to meditate on. But I don't know. I may not know what love is, but I know what it is not. So that's about the best mm-hmm. answer I can do. I'd like to hear what the caller you have on hold has to say about that, because you all are talking mostly about traditional relationships. And I have
yes.
most of my women friends are divorced, separated, single, and so they share with me a lot of times about their issues with their former partner. And so, you know, I'm able to be there to hear them without necessarily even offering my opinion, because half the time people just want to be heard, and that's love to me.
Right on. Right on.
So thank
0620. We do have another caller. Kabir, I appreciate your expression as always.
Thank you. I'm going back to listening on my laptop now.
All right, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Zero, 0620.
Peace.
Peace, folks. Peace. Welcome.
Thank you. I would like to make a comment, if I could, about the topic this evening, and maybe just offer a perspective for contemplation.
Absolutely, please.
Imagine, if you will, a small child with abandonment issues, maybe taken by Child Protective Services and placed in a foster care. Every time he interacts with a person, that's a relationship, and that applies to all human beings. Our relationships, our interactions with other beings. So this kid has abandonment issues, and he's forming relationships from a new perspective because he thinks about himself. Let's fast forward and throw this child in prison for important formative years, like 19 through 25 or so, you know, prime time for, you know, these broken homes that lovers of themselves and people grow up in. You know, all these relationships matter, not just the ones that come with promises, not just the sexual intimate relationships that we create seeking to find a peace or make one with someone's help. This Facebook thing, this social media and relationships. When this child comes home from prison after a life of, you know, no true relationships, but learning how to relate to people in a harmonious way, it's choreographed love. See, if love is an action, it becomes choreographed for applause, and that's an issue. So what happens is you come out of prison having been cut off from the world, and all of a sudden at your fingertips are people, and not just lots of people sharing thoughts, which is the manna of any person who cares about relating to another person. Their thoughts are the gems. They are the offerings. And social media began to reveal how needy we were for acceptance from one another. And that's a problem in a relationship where you wanted to feel like you mattered to someone, and now are they incomplete with you because they're seeking attention somewhere else. Those value systems are important, and no one talks about them anymore. You know, the reason the dancer and the stripper shakes and enjoys the attention. Forget the financial debt and the hustle. All that's bullshit. We're talking about the feeling here. So social media and the role it plays in relationships, I think a major unspoken part of it is the true way someone relates to the world and the approval they seek from those they interact with. If Facebook is a stage where you can guarantee a few hundred eyes every moment, someone who wants to be seen or needs attention is going to be visible there. They're going to be, you know, interacting there. They're going to be putting out bait on the line, hoping to get a hit. If that makes someone feel insecure who's in a relationship with that person, that's the dynamic I think that should be discovered, you know what I'm saying, and explored with one another. Because, you know, at the end of the day, man, yeah, that's all I got. I just wanted to flow a little bit, but I enjoyed the show and the comments that I heard. BA, she did a wonderful job. Her voice and her spirit is confident and sure, and it was a joy listening to her build with you on the line. So that's all I got.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I think you have another call on hold. I don't even think you got back to him yet.
4146. Appreciate your expression, Ralphie. 4146, last 4 digits.
Hello?
Greetings.
Hey, I'm back. Never went anywhere. I was the first caller that had that long discussion. For Beasia, you asked a question earlier about what is love. So, or some of one of y'all asked that question. And I
no,
heard a poem earlier. There
was
a poem. Was, right.
That I,
well, to answer your question about that,
love,
the definition of love varies from person to person. My love is totally different from your love. The problem that we have with a lot of people nowadays is that we don't, the person that's in love with one another sometimes don't take time to learn what that person really loves. Because, like I said, there's no true definition to it. It's a feeling. It's the moment of pleasure, bliss that you're with this person. And you know what? Your love might mean him making cookies for you. Let's say, for example, that's your love. Those are things that mean special to you. So you have to understand that no one love is the same. But you do know when something doesn't feel right and it's not good for you. You do know that. Now, I'm going to share a personal experience with you real quick. That I was with somebody, and I truly believe by the grace of God, before I tell you what happens, that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Not before its time and not afterwards. Everybody's life is a journey, and things that going to happen in your life will change you for the better or for the worse, but it's your decision to make yourself go the route that you want to go. The roads are paved in front of you. It's your choice. So now get into what I was going to say. I was with somebody for 8 years. Never cheated on him. Did everything right. And come to find out, she cheated on me. I tried to sit there all along and ask myself, why did she do it? But I came to realize after a while that some people are just selfish. There's no real reason why people do what they want to do. We're human. So that means for the fact that we're human, we're flawed. So when we're flawed, we do a lot of things that don't make no sense. There's a lot of people that know, hey, I can't eat this. It's not good for me. But we do it anyway. There's people that will put their hand. There were people that will put their hands on a fire, knowing that it's going to burn them anyway. But the sensation of doing something that they're not supposed to do will lead them down that path. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. So, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm actually at the movies. Before I'm about to go to the movies, I'm talking to y'all. So, basically, what happened was, by her cheating, was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because it allowed me to free myself from this situation that I knew that wasn't good. But since I'm a type of person that I like to stick things through, I probably would have still been there. So, it's the best thing that ever happened. And you know why I say this? Because it allowed me to free myself from her. And I end up meeting my future wife. So now I'm married with my kids. And oh yeah, by the way, this other female couldn't even have kids. I gave up the fact of not even having a chance to have kids to be with her. So, like I said, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. So when you, like I said, going back to what you said, when you said about love, love
is life.
So what I mean, well, my whole thing is, see, like I said, everybody's love is different. I know what my wife loves. So the question is this man going to take the time to know what your love is? And that's the type of man that you won't want to be with. So just understand that, especially for all my sisters out there. You know, we have to realize that a lot of women have been hurt. They've been dealing with a lot of BS. And us men have to understand that no woman is going to come perfect. You had your situations before us. But the one thing that I've seen that will win any woman over is two things. Being patient and being consistent. Do you hear me? Being consistent and being patient is the two key things that will make a relationship work. Just the premise of that in the beginning is so important.
What about lovemaking? What about sex? Does that matter?
Well, all that, of course that does matter. All that comes into play. But what I'm trying to say is for a woman who's seasoned, and what I mean by seasoned, she's been in numerous relationships. Over time, things will change. Views will change. The same thing that you viewed about what's important in a relationship at 20 probably won't be the same when you're in the 30s. You know, things change. So in that aspect, that's always going to be important. That's always going to be important. And to be honest, you can always go out there and find somebody and have sex, and it's great. That's going to constantly happen. Anybody could do that. But the key is to find somebody that is committed to you and y'all make it work. So it's a full circle all the way around. So you know you have somebody that you love and it's all great, but they treat you like shit. Or you with somebody who has great sex, but they're horrible. I mean, it doesn't add up. When you're younger, that's probably cool because you're ripping and running. But when you get older, you don't have time for that. I know I didn't have time for that. So, you know, these are things that you look for. So, yes, that is important. Don't get me wrong. Physical attraction is huge. But the person needs to understand that's one piece of the puzzle. If you're going to base it just off of that, you're asking for a world of hurt and you're leading yourself down a path already in the beginning of this relationship. Are y'all still there?
Hello? Yeah, we still. Swap, do you have any more questions for him? Bravo?
I guess she's silent right now. Did I make her silent? By the way, do you know who I am?
Yes, I know
who
you are.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
I'm Leticia's husband, her cousin's husband. So, you know, when I talk, I speak the truth. I have nothing to hide.
And thank you for calling in.
Yep. And y'all have a good night, okay? God bless.
Okay, you too.
Well, bye-bye.
You have any one who want to call in? Bravo, are you there?
I'm here. I was experiencing technical difficulties. However, this is the rise, so if you can just ride that wave and take charge of that wave, and if you don't hear my voice. I had questions in regards to not only about the sexual attraction with someone, but I'm also speaking about the person that you're meeting who has abandonment issues. How about the person that's not even aware that they have abandonment issues? So we're dealing with all types of energies. Let's go. You ready to say something?
Okay, who are we talking to now? Yes, what do you... You want me to say something pertaining to what?
Yes, yeah, so abandonment issues are very serious. Do you think that that's something that you can ever overcome?
Abandonment issues, yes, with the proper help. Because it's all what's in your mental. You get the counseling, you reach out to friends and family, mainly family. You have to go to the root of the problem.
So what
go
about
your...
those people who don't have family or don't have friends?
Then they need to go to social media or go to a professional to get help. Because when you have any kind of issue, it's going to affect your everyday life. It's going to affect a lot of things you choose to do in life. So it's best to get it fixed instead of just having it. Know you have it. Counseling can help.
But sometimes it doesn't. So does it ever go away, or is it something that you're dealing with for the rest of your life?
It can go away with the proper help, but if you don't get any help for it, it's going to stay with you. Nothing goes away on its own. If it's a mental issue, that's you. That's within you. That is you. You're the abandonment issue, so it's not going to go away on its own. You have to get help for it, or it stays with you.
I think awareness probably helps. Awareness is key.
Awareness, I feel like awareness helps because it never, ever, ever goes away.
No, it won't go away unless you get help. Because if you already acknowledge you have the abandonment issue, you can't just do nothing with it. Whatever we acknowledge about ourselves, and we want to make better, we have to make better.
And the first step is awareness. Some things just don't go away, though. As long as you are aware of the problem, then it's helping. Every step you take helps. It's self-help, so it gets better and better and better. It's never going to go away. But, you know, self-awareness helps a lot. It helps to control the situation. But it doesn't go. It doesn't disappear.
No,
I think that's one of them. I think that's one of those issues that just doesn't go away. Some things are just there. You know what I'm saying? They're there to stay. Some things disappear, like insecurities, maybe trust issues. You could get over that. Maybe you could get over your insecurities. But abandonment issues, I feel like that's one of the ones that they just won't, it doesn't go away. Because abandonment issues does not really start as an adult.
No, it's childhood.
Yeah.
How the child is raised.
Yeah. So once you become an adult and you're dealing with your, you know, everyday, day-to-day life, it's just not going to evaporate. They're always going to be there. That's an issue. Abandonment issue, I feel, is the issue that starts as a child. So you never get over that. It will get better, but you won't. It doesn't go away.
Well, in that situation, should you have children? Should you continue on?
Yeah, basic. You know what I mean? Because abandonment issues are hand in hand with trust. With trust issues, they're hand in hand. So it's very hard. It's very hard to decipher. You live every day. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you go to work, you go to school, you take care of your kids and shit. But abandonment issues and trust issues go hand in hand, and it's worse when you're dealing. Trust issues are bad alone by itself. When you're dealing with abandonment issues mixed with trust issues, that's a lot. And I'm going to take it back to what that gentleman just said. Consistency plays a hand in that. It doesn't take it away, but it helps it out a lot. You need stability and consistency with that. If a person that's dealing with abandonment issues, they need stability and they definitely need consistency.
And patience. John said patience and consistency.
Yeah, patience is for what he was talking about. Patience doesn't really go with abandonment issues. Abandonment issues more is stability. And consistency goes with stability, because if you say you're going to do something, I need to know that you're going to do it. You just got to show me that you're always there. You know, you're full of letdown. Don't let me down on this. Don't let me down on that. Just, you said that's what you're going to do, then you need to do it. Yeah.
So are you speaking from experience about abandonment issue, or are you speaking of something?
Yeah, definitely speaking from experience. Even if it's a negative or a positive, if that's what you said, then you need to stick to it. It's not always positive, because life ain't about peaches and cream. So if you said something negative and that's what you're going to do, then that's what you need to stick to. And if you said something positive and that's what you're going to do, regardless of whatever it is, that's what you need to do what you said. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about consistency. You know, with abandonment issues. That person needs to know, okay, that's what it is, and that's, you know what I mean? It's just the stability. That's what, the stability and consistency in your work.
Yes, everything you're saying is very true. They're just speaking from experience, so the one who has experience, they can tell you better than I. So do you think with an abandonment issue, does it cause this woman to choose the wrong men and start to settle because of abandonment issues?
Yes. I feel like people are settling all the time because there's no sense of, you ready? There's no sense of what and who is no real concrete anything. So yeah, you make poor decisions.
I'm only speaking like fucking Tashima.
No. All right. So, Beasia, any closing words to wrap it up?
Closing words.
Or anything else on your mind that you would like to bring some light to?
No, not at this time.
Okay, so we'll be back again. Do I have a question?
For me?
No, I did write something earlier. I could possibly just read my expressions. I'm one of those people that write better than I think, or sometimes I think when I write. It just comes out better when I write, seems like, anyway. I would like us to... All right, so in reference to social media and things that we see, you know, you post something crazy on Facebook, you like it, you share it, you look. You know, he's looking, she's looking, they're talking. I say just be yourself. That's all. And be water, be current, be energy, be tone, be feelings, be emotion, be cleansed. Infinite oneness, I am another you. Purpose is to encourage us to appreciate our darkness, pain, trauma, and disappointment. As we do the light, we have fun. We know it as peace. Releasing the loss in order to gain. Depending on your level of awareness and perception, with the individual remembering the balance of a swirl, spiral of the highs and lows. Advanced wisdom is the righteous mind. Divine inheritance, exposing inner guide in order to work collectively on common ground. Yes, the knowledge and information attached out of love, sacrifices, and offerings. It is important, however, that the platform, not only that the platform, a passion is there, the dynamic that aligns us all. Creative evolutionary talent spurs and breed integrity. Dreams by day, visions by night. It is over when I express myself, excitement, anticipation, taking the fall for someone, bearing the burden of unconditional love. Truth is a form of protection. It lies within the balance of deception. Introspection, going inside, remembering to ground, root, and personalize your belief. Interface, a social media medium. Power blessings that are overflowing. Otherwise, your wealth would not be able to flow, and I would not be able to write in soul confidence. Healing is magnified on vocals of binary blueprint. I am ready to serve a purpose on the purge splur platter of 1984 vision. 1981 came out to call 445. Victory is the root word of victim. So, if we calm breeze in threes, eerie tender seas crystallize a mind for eternal vibe. The method to this madness is for tribe. It is called telling your business. Is it fair? Independence Day, bringing out the fireworks, the booms, and the sparkles, firecrackers. I pop and spark minds. Zero is a universal number and also a universal blood donor. Dua to the womb who carried me, I respect myself enough to pay homage. Be'ezha, it has been a pleasure to have you here and open up with love is a life of various emotions. Reclaim your essence. We'll be back with more Pure Flow Radio. Be'ezha, would you like anything to tell your listening audience? Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Special thanks for the ones who actually expressed themselves. It takes courage to do so.
Yes, thank you for all the ones who gave the feedback, and also thank you for the listeners. Thank you, because this is my first time on air speaking, so I was a little nervous, but I'm kind of getting the hang of things now.
Sound good. Peace. Until next time, this is your lady, hashtag SparkPlenty. I encourage you to, on Facebook, go to Be'ezha. So it's www.facebook.com/B-Asia, A-S-I-A-A, and also follow the conversation on Pure Flow Radio, PureFlowRadio. Until next time, be well. We'll be back next Sunday. Love, life, passion, and drama.
Peace. Good night.
Music in my head.